Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 32 of Love Every Day. Today is February 1st, and this is week 5, day 2. I'm your host, Jesse Marks, with John McCrary.
Howdy, all you ladies and gents and gals and pals. How we doing today?
Well, I'm doing good, John, but we have a guest today.
Hello. Hi, I'm David.
Welcome.
Thank you. I feel very well. Very welcome.
So, David, what brings you into the shop today?
What brings me into the shop?
Yeah, man.
Today, I'm in the shop because I need to get some new brakes on my Heelys.
What? Solid.
So, David, what makes you think you deserve to be here today? What qualifies you to be here?
I have a microphone in Ableton, and I know how to use them a little bit. So I guess
yes.
I feel like I'm pretty qualified to be here.
I see.
Mean, because you asked me to.
Yeah. So basically, this is David. We met in Kansas City, which is where you live.
Yes, I live in Kansas City every day.
Every day, and we kind of fell in love at first sight, really. We talked for hours.
Yeah, we were just making out, dude.
We made two songs.
Candlelight dinner, and
we really did. We went to a gas station together and got hot dogs.
Dude, that was fire.
That's like the perfect date right there.
We were vibing over like our taste in music so much. Like within the first 20 minutes that we met.
Oh, it was ridiculous, dude. Yeah, literally like the first thing we talked about.
Yeah, literally. And yeah, so since then, because I live in Kansas City and John lives far away from me, so we just play video games. But we did play music together, and that was really fun. We made probably one of the most cringy songs ever written.
yeah, it was. We tried pretty hard.
I have not heard this. I need to hear this.
We worked on it for what? Should I just drop it in the Discord real quick? Couple hours.
Not even, dude. We literally we got two tracks in like 2 hours. Yeah. I think like so an hour per track, and then we tried doing a cover and that didn't go well.
Not well at all. But there was definitely the spark there, and it was right as I was like starting, producing. Like I didn't even have like Ableton back then. I just had my little MIDI keyboard, so I really didn't know like what I was doing at all.
You were just a noob.
Yeah, and then I just show up out of nowhere. I carried my PC with me 6.5 hours away, and then just like showed up, and I was like, "Hey man, do you want to bring your keyboard over and we can make some music?"
Yeah.
And then David was like, "Who are you?"
Sure, man, go for it. Yeah, so that's awesome. Kind of how we met.
And then I met you through John, and we play video games a lot.
Yes, now we play video games.
You guys have never met in person, though, right?
No. Nope. Never.
Crazy. I have never actually met Thomas either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Speaking of meeting people and entertaining people, what's our prompt today, John?
David, why don't you read it off for us?
Stop entertaining temporary people. What does that mean?
So for me, that means... Well, it means a couple of different things. First of all, there's a difference between temporary and permanent people in your life. And I think that's an important distinction, that everyone comes into your life for a lot of different reasons. Sometimes it's temporary, sometimes it's permanent. And, you know, I kind of agree with the prompt, but I kind of don't. Mm-hmm. I don't think you should entirely stop entertaining temporary people. I think there's a lot of good things that people can bring, even if they are temporary.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually agree with that entirely. I think
yeah, definitely.
Temporary people mm-hmm. are, you know, it's kind of sad when you like have to see them leave. I mean, if they're somebody you like, I mean, obviously, if there's somebody that is a temporary person that I don't like, I'm like, see ya, pal. But
right.
Well, and that's good that you do that, because sometimes toxic people can like latch onto you it's hard to get rid of that toxic connection sometimes.
It is, that's definitely true, but it's also difficult to wrestle with, like, you should still be like nice to them, you know what I mean? Like you should still I don't know, you should entertain them to a certain degree, because you don't want to just be like a total jerk, because then you're going to be just like how they are if they are toxic. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Also, like, how are you supposed to know unless you actually get to know that person?
Right. Yeah. You guys know those people that you're like, I'm sure, have you guys ever had, like, where you meet a couple people or, like, a group of people or just a person and you're like, man, I'm probably never going to talk to you again here in, like, a month. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I've had those people.
Yeah, whether it's, like, circumstances like they're moving away or, like, if it's just, like, they're part of another friend group. They're, like, an opposing gang. As far as teenage cliques go.
Friends of friends.
Speaking of teenage cliques, it's really just the worst when you meet, like, well, I mean, John probably can't relate to this because he has a girlfriend, but if you meet, like, a cute girl and you, like, are kind of vibing with her, but then you just kind of know, like, you're not going to talk to me in, like, 2 months, are you? It's just kind of, like, I don't know. It sucks. It's not exactly, like, toxic or, like, I can't, like, say that they're necessarily, like, a bad temporary person, but it's still, like, a bad experience as far as, like, meeting somebody who you know is temporary. Like, there are those good moments where I'm like, oh, yeah, this is great, but then I do realize that they are, like, more of a temporary person in my life.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's good that you can see that. That you can see that it's not going to last forever. I think that's when it does end, that's you're not surprised and you're not, like, hurt by it.
You're more prepared for it, so which is good because it's very intuitive of you. Because a lot of people
can help you, like let certain things go. Because I stay very attached to people,
right?
Specifically, like romantically. Like, I have such a hard time getting over people like that, so that definitely does help with that.
Yeah, I totally understand that. And so that's why this prompt is a little bit, I think it's just confusing in the wording.
Well, how's that?
If you just said, like, stop entertaining toxic people instead of stop entertaining temporary people.
Okay. Yeah, I can see it that way.
I think that would make a little bit more sense as far as, like,
that's just good advice at that point.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's implying that the person is, like, temporary for a reason. You know what I mean? Like, it's not saying, like, oh, this person's cool, but they're moving away, so they're a temporary person, so I'm going to stop entertaining you. I'm just going to cut you out completely. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So I'm going to just change that here in the document.
Well, I think it's good that it brings up temporary people in general because, I mean, there are good temporary people, and you can learn something from anyone. Whether it's a temporary person or someone that's going to last longer, whether it's someone you meet for 5 minutes or 5 hours or however long, I think there's something that you can learn from everyone.
So, with that being said, how do you handle toxic people?
For me, awfully.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I'm a total pushover.
Yeah, no kidding, right? I mean, there's a lot of different types of toxic people, but yeah, I definitely am a pushover sometimes, and it's hard to kind of cut them out.
Yeah, for sure. I think there's some people in my life that, like, I do kind of give in to that pressure there and kind of, like, I don't know, still try to, like, be really close friends with them even if they are unhealthy. Mm-hmm. And then if they're a certain type of toxic that's just, like, really, really obvious, then I'll just kind of, like, completely cut them out.
So what kinds of toxic is there?
There's... Well, specifically in my case, one instance I can think of is toxic people are very hard to manage, especially when they're manipulative and you actually, like, care about them because, you know, they're, you know, your friends. But, like, seeing that and, like, being able to take a toxic, like, friendship or relationship that you have, like, in an instance where the person is being manipulative, like... It's so hard to, like, really be able to see, like, okay, what are the steps that I need to take with this to ensure that, like, I don't get taken advantage of in this instance because, you know, I'm getting extorted for something, like, I'm being used. I think the healthiest way is to, like, not exactly have, like, a DTR, but, like, call them out on their crap, you know, and, like...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that brings up a good point about boundaries.
Yeah, exactly.
There's boundaries with everyone, and the only boundary that you can control is your own. You can't control someone else's boundary. So if they're being pushy, you can't control that. The only thing that you can do is actually talk to them about it and bring it up to them. And, I mean, when it comes to toxic people, I don't think all toxic people are bad. I think there are some that don't realize that they're toxic.
100%.
So by bringing that up to them, you are able to possibly help them fix their toxicity.
Yeah, you're helping them become like a better person in and of themselves as well.
But you also can't necessarily remain friends with someone just because you're trying to fix them.
Yes. I mean, definitely.
That's where the boundaries come into play, I think. Because you have to, like, weigh in, like, is this somebody, like, is this a relationship that I'm willing to, you know, put in the effort for? Because this is going to be work.
Right. Yeah, for sure. I had, I was, like, 16, I think, 16, 17. And there was a girl that I was really, really into and, like, she was pretty much just like using me. So this is like an example of like toxicity, but I don't think they necessarily knew they were toxic. They basically had like a really messed up past and blah, 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 and sought out attention anywhere they could get it. And as far as like what I supplied to her and what she used me for was that I was just like really, really there for her. You know what I mean? I was just like emotionally connected, but not necessarily like, she wasn't like into me, you know what I mean? She was just like listening, like letting me listen to her and like someone to rant to and someone to open up to and someone to support her so she could feel like she had that support. But at the same time, she was talking to like 6-7 other dudes. So it's just like she's getting one thing out of one of them, one thing out of another of them, or maybe she's getting the same thing out of all of them. But it was just like this weird messed up thing where she'd had so much happen to her where she didn't necessarily recognize that what she was doing was messed up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And obviously like, there's a lot more that goes into it than that, of course, and I'm not going to just totally, like, rant on and on about a person on a podcast that's going to be on the internet forever. But that's just an example of, like, I think that's a pretty common situation for some people, where, like, that is one of those weird ones where you really cannot just put boundaries. You've got to just totally disconnect from them.
Yeah. That's also the difficult, like, decision to make in, like, with toxic people. Like, obviously there's instances where you can be like, yo, this person is toxic, gonna cut them out, and you can, you know, get out of that scotch-free. But when you're invested in a relationship like that, it's somebody that you're like actually interested in terms of like a relationship, and that kind of stuff happens, like, that's where it actually becomes difficult to really weigh in, like, is this something that I'm going to work on with this person, or is it something that like is just, it's just better for me to cut my losses at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it is one of those things where like you really are the middle ground between your closest five people. You know what I mean? You're the median of your five closest friends. And I mean, it's super true. When I was like hanging out with this person, I ended up doing a lot of bad things and a lot of things that I really regret. Just because I was like, I was like a 16-year-old little kid who was wanting to impress this 19-year-old.
Dude, those are the most toxic. Like, when you have that, when you're that young and you get into a relationship with somebody who's like right at that age.
Right, exactly. Your whole like scale of thinking is way different.
What 100%. Think is bad,
what you think is okay and what's bad is way different when you're 16 compared to when you're 19.
And especially for men, because like at 16, like you're, the decision-making part of your brain isn't actually even fully developed yet. So, like, it's something that, like, 16-year-old guys literally don't even have yet. Like,
well, yeah, dude, the male brain doesn't even fully mature until 25.
So, in other words, don't date until you're 25, right?
Basically.
And save yourself for marriage. No.
Relationship advice from people who don't know what they're talking about because they're single. Just kidding.
Nah, man. I mean, hey, I'm not.
But yeah, I actually have a similar scenario like that. I was 16 and this girl was 18, and it was the first relationship that I ever really like got into, like actually invested in. And it's like so hard because at that point, like when you are that young, like for me the world was so like I was kind of like a child still experiencing everything for the first time, and I didn't fully understand like what toxicity was. And I was like, okay, cool, so I like this girl and she likes me too, but at the same time I didn't understand how jacked up she was and like how much that would in turn jack me up, because I had no idea what I was doing with like with her. It caused me to do some things that I like really, really regret. And now there are people, not even specifically her, but like people that I knew because of her, that like I am not exactly on good terms with because of, like, the things that I said back then because of that whole scenario. And so in that instance, that would have been, like, something, if I had known better, to be like, yo, this is not good. I'm going to get out while I'm ahead. But I just didn't know. So I, you know, didn't.
Right. And that's one of those things in life where, like, you can't – someone can warn you against it, but, you like, when you're that young, man, it's you can only learn from messing
from experience,
up.
Yeah.
Experiencing it, yeah.
And that's what makes us adults. Instead of children, it's life experience.
Right, dude. Yeah, when I compare myself, even just being like from, I'm 20 now, comparing my like 18 or even 19 year old me, I feel like I'm a real adult now compared to then. And then I just think about like, man, my brain still is developing, so I'm probably gonna think that same thing in two years about myself now. You know, but it's that's just like you. Life is like putting together a bunch of different random puzzle pieces. That are kind of really, really, really difficult to wrestle with and are like decisions that can literally like impact your entire next year or your entire life from that point on. And you really are the only one who can decide who you're going to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's a lot of pressure. And each year is just like putting one of those puzzle pieces together. And then the next year you're like, wow, when I look back on my struggles from a year ago, I wish I was experiencing those now. Cause like, I thought it was the worst thing in the world in the moment. And now at this point I look back at it and I'd rather be experiencing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
definitely.
Not to just get super dark there. Whoa. Positivity. Anyways, don't do that.
So when we talk about temporary and permanent people, can there also be, and we've talked about, bad temporary versus good temporary. Can there also be like bad permanent and good permanent?
Oh, 100%, I think.
Yeah, definitely. But like you have to consciously make that decision to keep them permanent. You know what I mean? And so there can be bad permanents that we don't recognize are permanent.
Have you ever thought about maybe like an abusive parent or something like that? I would consider that like a bad permanent because you can't really like get away from your parents.
No, for sure. That's definitely true.
Not to get all dark again.
So how do you deal with that then?
I think that's where the healthy boundaries come into play again.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, it is difficult putting up what you would think is a healthy boundary with someone like a parent, especially because those, like, your parents are probably, like, if you have a toxic relationship with your parents, they're probably less like concerned with crossing your boundaries because like you're their kid. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess the way that I have a great relationship with my parents, but the thing that I did was basically just distance myself and like kind of not exactly ran away from home, but kind of like isolated myself from everyone else in my family at that time in life where I was like, yo, these people are a little too much for me right now. Like, I need some space to figure out my stuff.
Yeah, for sure. No, I definitely feel that.
I think that's good. That space is good, though. Mm-hmm. Like, you can only handle so much.
Right. I definitely hit a huge streak where I, like, for a year and a half, maybe 2 years, I was just like really, really hardcore distancing myself from everyone in my family. And then I think it was good and necessary, but now like I'm realizing it's the time to like dial that back and like accept them back into my life. And also to accept that like some of the ways that I distanced myself were unhealthy and were pretty rude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I'm definitely in that same spot. It's going to be interesting eventually.
Yeah.
It is. It is. Yeah, definitely awkward to like be in that stage when you do kind of distance yourself more out of like irritation or like just being annoyed at these people that are like close to you. I find probably more times than not like distancing yourselves in those scenarios because out of more of like a it's more of like a reflex, at least it was for me, to just leave and be like, yo, this, you're like, you're too much for me right now. I didn't actually like sit down with them like, yo, so these are boundaries that I have that you are crossing. Like, I never did that because, again, I didn't know any better. And that is like what creates, I think, a lot of tension in those permanent relationships with with those more toxic people.
Yeah, and it's good to sit down and set your boundaries, even if that means you also are going to step away from it as well.
Yeah, and maybe even stepping away could be a boundary, and you're like, yeah, this is just something that like I need for a minute, and I just like I don't hate you, like I still love you as a person and whatnot, mm-hmm. but like just giving them that reassurance that like you're not leaving them, because that like in another person's shoes, if you're just like up and left, like I always hate when people do that, because it makes me feel like I'm the one that's being rejected out of like the out of the scenario, and I like don't know what I'm doing wrong. But when people are, they just communicate, like that's really the key, like just let me know what is like something that I'm doing wrong that like is crossing one of your boundaries or something like that, just to flip mm-hmm. the script, like we're not just being selfish and caring about ourselves the whole time.
right, for sure. And it's really difficult to do that. It's really difficult to both accept, like on either end of it, to either accept what this person is saying, or it's also really difficult yeah. to confront someone about that too, and get the point mm-hmm. clear, like across. Because I think that's really, really difficult about it too, is like having them like understand it to the level that you mean it. Because some people will either like totally blow it off, or just like read way too far into it and like think they hate you, basically, or think you hate them. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because I know that's definitely happened to me, where I like, yeah. I mean, it can go both ways, honestly. Like I've had people cut me out of their lives without like telling me why. I'm just like, what the heck? I thought we were friends. Like, but then later I like years later, I think about those scenarios. I'm like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. I was kind of being like a little bit of a D-bag there. But it like literally this just happened to me like 2 weeks ago, not even 2 weeks ago, like a week ago, where somebody like that, I hit them up again. I was like, yo, like, I miss you, let's talk again. And they were like, yeah, that actually sounds like fun. But it was somebody who, well, it was a girl that I really liked, and she liked me too, but she didn't want to get into a relationship. And so she kind of like separated herself from me, but it really sucked, because we were like best friends. But now I'm like talking to her again, and it's like lit, because now we're both like different people, because this is years later now. And it's like just having those mm-hmm. like relationship fundamentals that will help you later on down the line. Like, yo, I'm still here, and I like not angry at you, but at the same time, like I understand like that was a boundary that you had that I crossed, and like that is something that I'm sorry for, and I'm still like learning from that. And it's like a process of learning how to not exactly like. It's a way of me to learn to not be toxic in relationships myself, and make sure that like I'm not crossing those boundaries for other people, and I'm not the one that's being toxic.
Right, definitely.
Yeah, that's some really good stuff there, man.
Yeah, man, that's really good for you.
Thanks, guys.
No, true though. That's awesome that unfolded that way. So yeah, we talked about just like with everything in life. I mean, you got to set boundaries with pretty much everything. You can't let someone or somebody run you and control your life, and you can't let other people decide things for you, which is just a really difficult thing about learning to become an adult, I guess. And yeah, there's just some people that will enter into your life that are like temporary, and they're not planning on sticking around, or you're not planning on having them stick around. And it's this weird good thing, because you learn from it, but it's also sometimes a really tough thing, a really difficult thing. But it might be the right thing to do in some instances. And so it's just good to maybe stop and think about it, and dig deep about, you know, if someone in your life is toxic, and if you maybe do need to do a little bit of de-weeding in your garden, if you know what I mean.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, David, for joining us. It's been awesome to have you on here.
It's been fun.
Tune in tomorrow, same time every day, 7 in the morning. You can message us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can get to us at Love Every Day the Podcast, and listen to us on Spotify, Anchor, and anywhere you can find podcasts. Please do give us some feedback if you have anything at all to say. We love hearing from you guys, and we definitely want to improve ourselves, because this is all about learning things as we go. We're not trying to be anybody that's gonna give you all the answers in life, and if you follow these 12 steps, you'll end up with a Lamborghini. We're just kind of trying to figure things out too. So we definitely love hearing from you guys. And remember to always live your life with love and love your life every day. I'm John.
I'm Jesse.
I'm David, and we will catch you guys on the flip.
Peace out.